Good morning. Welcome to Above and Beyond with Laura Smith. Great to be with you. This is the program that takes you above and beyond with the world's greatest psychics, mediums, astrologers, intuitives, all. We connect you with them on a daily basis so that you can get some wonderful advice, maybe some direction, maybe some messages from the other side. I don't know. There's all sorts of surprises in store every day here with someone new all the time, or even wonderful people who are returning to Lyme Radio. So this morning, I'm very excited to announce that we have someone new to Lyme Radio that hasn't been on before. And she's actually sitting in the studio with me, which I absolutely love. Good morning to Judy Thomases. How are you?
Good morning, Laura. I'm great.
Thomases Promises. I love it. Anyway, it's great to have you here. I always love it when people are in the studio. I think it's an added good energy to the show. And not that it's not when they're on the phones and stuff, but first of all, just audio wise, we can hear you so much clearer. So it's great to have you here. And I want to tell everybody that they can check you out right away by going to your website at wisdompath.com. That's nice and easy to remember, wisdompath.com. And Judy is, well, she's an astrologer, she's a tarot reader, but you know, you sort of sum it all up, and it's a spiritual counselor who uses stars and cards, she says. And I love it because you've got everything here on the table in the studio ready to go here. You got your cards laid out. Those are runes. What are those called?
No, these are interesting. They're called astro dice, and I found them a few years ago, and they're hexagonal dice, three of them, and one has all the planets, one has all the signs, and one has all the houses. So when you do a throw, which is called an oracle, by the way, whenever there's a toss or a random access to, whether it's cards, dice, runes, or anything like that, I Ching, it's called an oracle. And you're getting an answer from the universe.
I love that. So are these pretty ancient, or are these something new?
They're not ancient. They're probably, I don't remember when they were created. I've been using them probably about 30 years, maybe 20 years, 30 years. But they're very good because they translate all of that astrological stuff in the horoscopes and in the ephemeris to very quick answers, just a readout. Oh, one, two, three, and you get like And you know, Mercury and Virgo in the 10th. And you know, okay, that tells me something.
Well, you know how to obviously translate that.
Yes.
And you're going to do that for our audience today. I'm so excited. Not only do you do all these types of spiritual counseling and readings and so forth, you are a writer and you have a book called Wisdom's Game. In fact, Judy's going to give it away on the air today. So, you know, we'll take a couple of listeners and maybe the first three callers will get the books. And so what happens is if I tell you that you are the caller, whatever, then just make sure you stay on the line, and John, our technical producer, will get all of your information so that we can send you the book. The book is called Wisdom's Game, and you've got wisdompath.com. So what is this for you? You said it's a channeled book, which I love channeled books. Tell us about it. How did you get the message?
Well, I was just a spiritual counselor, an astrologer, and a tarot reader, and I had studied metaphysics for years and years, and one day I was just sitting and journaling, and I started to hear, word for word in my mind, a voice, a telepathic voice, and it communicated a message which startled me. The message was, game. Life's a game. Remember, you're stuck in jail. Find your go-free escape card. We will help. And this blew me away because I didn't know its source. I didn't understand what was happening. I didn't seek it. And I went with the process, and eventually I came to understand that these were entities, teaching entities on the spiritual plane, and they were communicating a wisdom message. The message really can be summed up like this. What if life is a game that you don't realize you're playing? What if it has rules that you could learn? What if the strategy of winning the game was not all that difficult? Mm-hmm. It did take work, but here it is laid out before you. So the process became one of putting myself into a receptive mode, which I found I could do pretty easily. And then starting to get word for word, I'm telling you word for word, like it had a beginning, a middle, and an end.
Mm-hmm.
And at first they were just, about a topic. say something about life, something about daily life, something maybe more philosophical. And eventually, an entire book, this book, came through.
Wow.
So I just made sure to capture the words that were coming through. Either I would write it down on a piece of paper, or I would sit and type it on the right onto the computer, or even record it.
So you were hearing this and coming through you. Now, would it happen just sort of automatically, or would you sort of sit there and make sure that you were quiet and meditating for it to come in and ask it to come in? How does that work?
That's a really good question, and I have to answer. Thank God it doesn't happen all the time, because then you'd be going around hearing voices. No, this is a process that I would have to invite. I would have to either meditate or I call it logging on. I just go into a very quiet state. I learn through meditation to stop the thinking process,
mm-hmm.
to sort of step aside and not clutter your mind with a lot of your regular thoughts, and then just ask or invite the spiritual guides who gave me the name Brotherhood of Lightworkers.
Mm-hmm.
And that's actually a play on words. They have a sense of humor, because my husband is a retired electrician who was a member of the International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers, who, of course, wire your lights.
Right.
So I realized that they had a sense of humor, too.
That's wonderful. You know, I've spoken to people before, and we've had them on the program, people whose books were channeled. And I have mentioned before, I am really, really very interested in these books, because for me, you can really sense when there is this accurate, clear sense of authentic truth and wisdom coming through on these books that were channeled. I mean, Conversations with God was, you know, probably mm-hmm. the most well-known, and Course in Miracles was another one. I just find, I can't get enough of them. So I'm excited. This is called Wisdom's Game. Judy's book is called Wisdom's Game, and we're going to give away a couple copies today. But for those of you who don't get one today, you can certainly go to her website. It's on there, right? You can order the book off of the website?
You can order the book right off the website. The book is available in soft cover and also in a two CD disc set.
Oh.
With actually some added bonus exercises and added material. I am speaking. The author is recorded.
Okay, mm-hmm. Wonderful. So again, the website is wisdompath.com, so you can find Wisdom's Game there. And it looks really wonderful. I like this cover. It looks neat. So Judy Thomas is with us today. We're going to be taking your calls so that you can get some guidance today. We've got these astro dice and the tarot cards, and mixed with your spiritual intuition and your background in astrology, we're going to be taking your calls. So here's the number, and just in case you don't know it by heart yet, it's 866, toll free. 866-LIME-114. That's 866-546-3114. And if you are calling from outside of the country, it is 212 area code 531-6351. 212-531-6351. Of course, there's always country code and city code if you're dialing from outside of the country. And we love to hear from you. Also, you can hear Lime Radio on Sirius.com. Sirius.com is streaming us. And a nice little added bonus to that, it is not only that you can get out of your car and listen to us while you're at the office and still have some great programming to plug into, but there's no sports preemption on the weekends and at night and things like that when you have Sirius.com. So it's a really nice added. Where else can you get programming and shows that are based on helping you to live a greener, healthier, more balanced, and deeper life? It's right here, Lime Radio, for you on a daily basis. So, Judy, we're excited. We got people already lining up on the phone, as you can see there. Yeah,
that's wow.
With the computer
mm-hmm.
right in front
yeah.
of us. And John's working hard over there. So we're going to take your calls as soon as we come back from after the break. So I just briefly, we have about a minute and a half. So everybody's been talking about how Saturn's leaving Leo, and it's going to be easier because it's been making things a little tough and rough for people. Do you see that, or what?
Well,
there
was a tough aspect, Saturn opposition Neptune, that was in effect for about a year, and that has left. That's starting to diminish. That was disappointments. And Leo is a very creative sign. Neptune tends to dissolve. So with Saturn moving out of Leo, more creative energy will be available. That's, you know, part of the book's message is that we're choosing these limitations. And if we allow and we reframe the experience and we allow the energy to just do its thing and move on by, we have enormous creative potential available to us.
Mm-hmm.
So we are finishing one pattern and kind of beginning new things in September in many ways.
It kind of, that sort of feels like it happens anyway. People come back after the summer and things sort of open up. Well, we're excited. We are going into a break now, right now. This is Above and Beyond with Laura Smith. So happy to be here today, live in the studio with Judy Thomases. We're going to be taking your calls at 866-LIME-114, 866-546-3114. And let's see if we can get some of your questions answered and give away some books as well. It's all here for you on Lyme Healthy Living with a Twist on Sirius 114. Come on back.